With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Federal employees are being told to go green on government travel. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In its latest push to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, the White House said federal employees should rent electric vehicles and opt for rail trips when feasible. It said doing so would save money and the environment. Specifically, federal government workers were told to rent EVs when costs are less or equal to gas-powered vehicles, and to travel by train instead of flying on trips under 250 miles. Greg Clugston, The White House.
He once led the U.S. Southern Command, and Admiral James Stavridis says after Israel finishes off Hamas, it must turn its attention to the Hezbollah in the north.
There's enough firepower up there, despite Iron Dome, despite David Sling, despite all the air defense, that could be a crushing blow, for example, to the city of Tel Aviv.
Stavridis tells the Salem radio network Hezbollah is a threat to all of Israel. Also at SRNNews.com, South Korea's military says the North Korea at it again, firing at least one more ballistic missile.
South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff didn't immediately say what type of missile it was or how far it had flown. Tensions on the Korean Peninsula are at their highest point in years, with both the pace of the North's weapons demonstrations and South Korea's combined military exercises with Japan intensifying. The weapons Pyongyang tested this year have included intercontinental ballistic missiles, the demonstrated potential range to reach the U.S. mainland, and a series of launch events that the North describes as simulated nuclear attacks on South Korea. I'm Charles DeLatesma.
And New York has given Democrats a chance to redraw congressional districts. This is SRN News. A battle over buses in the nation's capital.
The Christian ministry Wall Builders is suing the Metropolitan Area Transit Authority for refusing to allow it to buy ad space on city buses. The transit system says it won't take any ads of a religious nature, but Wall Builders says that's unconstitutional. The ad that was rejected for the buses shows a picture of George Washington kneeling to pray at Valley Forge with the words, quote, "To find out about the faith of our founders, go to wallbuilders.com." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
After a tornado destroyed Pastor Jacques Boyd's Nashville church in 2020, Pastor Vincent Johnson lent him space to worship. Now Boyd is returning the favor. A twister ripped through Johnson's Community Baptist Church last weekend, and Boyd's Mount Bethel Missionary Baptist Church is stepping up now. The two pastors have been friends for some time. They both went to the same college. This is SRN News. Migrants in the Big Apple facing an uncertain future with rules about how long they can stay in shelters before having to leave and relocate.
The New York Immigration Coalition's Liza Schwartzwald says it's a perilous existence.
Those families are panicked right now because they're potentially going to be moved to an entirely new location. They could be hours from the closest school.
Every day there's a long line outside the city's reticketing center for migrants who are offered free transportation to anywhere in the world or get another shelter to sleep in, which is what Mohamed Diallo from Guinea wants.
Even if you get a shelter, it's for a short time, like 30 days.
Julie Walker, New York.
The UN says a boat loaded with dozens of migrants trying to reach Europe has capsized off the coast of Libya. At least 61 people have drowned. More details at SRNNews.com.